What up, though, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Daily Upside. I'm your host, Keenan Rivals, bringing you sports cards news every day. Got a pretty exciting video today. As you can see, the tabs up top are pretty heavy for those of you who are watching this on YouTube. For everyone who's on a podcast, shout out to you as well. Definitely go ahead to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. It means a lot, and we haven't had a review in quite some time. So definitely want to get those reviews up. You know, 5 stars only. We only do 5 stars. A lot has been going on in the market, as I kind of alluded to yesterday. So excited to pick back up on this. Before we get into it, though, I do want to remind everybody about the High Upside Show subscription. If you guys like this content, if you enjoy it, if this brings you value, head over to thehighupsideshow.com and take 30% off the annual subscription. I'm only doing this for a few days. I think it's more important than ever to sign up for this because today is going to be the last day of Daily Upside, at least in this capacity. I'm going to be doing Daily Upside every day, but it's going to be a day behind. You know, I'm finding that bringing real market, bringing real analysis takes a lot of work, and it's just impossible for me to get this stuff up in real time without uploading it at like 1 or 2 o'clock. I've always envisioned this show to be something that you listen to in the morning, you know, on the way to work, 8 in the morning or something along those lines. And in order for me to bring that to like fruition, I'm going to have to do it a day before. But if you want that real-time analysis, if you want to be in the field with us, if you don't want to wait one day to kind of get the news, then you definitely want to sign up for this membership. It's super important, especially with how fast this market is moving. So yeah, right now the membership is on sale. It's less than like a cup of high-end coffee, you know, per day. You get a whole month of content. You get videos every day. You get access to the Discord. You get daily upside. You get upside auctions, and you get that full analysis for about 10 bucks a month. So you can't really beat that. Definitely head over or click the link down below to sign up. It helps me and it helps you out as well. So I can't wait to see you guys on the other side. Getting into some NBA news, I want to talk about some of these trade opportunities. You guys know I like bringing you news because I really do think that it helps with investing and kind of predicting things. So these are just rumors. None of this stuff is 100% true. But, you know, when you read it, if you look at the details, it does make some sense. So, you know, basically what Bleacher Report is saying is that the Celtics, in order for them to get to the next level, they're going to have to add some depth. Apparently, they have a trade exception. They have a lot of draft picks. And I don't believe the Celtics need like any major star players. They just kind of need some depth, you know, need some backup point guards, some backup forwards, maybe a center to kind of, you know, play defense and put up a few putbacks, you know, some players with high energy, but without a high price tag. So they have a lot of assets, you know, Romeo Langford, Aaron Naismith, Tristan Thompson, Jeff Teague, guys that I don't even really consider a part of like the Celtic culture, you know, who are ready to be traded and ready to be shipped. So if they can pull that off, you know, that's going to really give them an advantage in the East. Not really interested in this Blake Griffin trade, but I do like what I see with the Cavaliers, you know, maybe looking to trade him. We've seen rumors about the Mavericks. We've seen, a few teams looking to get him. So if he can go to a contender, that could be really cool for Andre Drummond. I don't think the Mavericks will like, if he goes to the Mavericks, like his prices will increase or anything of that nature. But if we see that man in a Lakers jersey or another team like that, then definitely. So you might want to look at Andre Drummond as an investment, or you might want to look at, you know, Luka Doncic or some players on the Mavericks team as an addition will bring them some work success. And again, if you kind of look at the proposed trades, they're not giving up too much. I'm a big Dwight Powell fan, but, you know, I wouldn't miss him if he got traded. You know, James Johnson, he definitely adds some toughness to the team. But again, he's not making a major, major impact offensively. And that second round draft pick is pennies at the end of the day. So, you know, a lot of trades, you know, the Hawks getting Oladipo interests me. I won't get too much into this. You can go read it. But yeah, the proposed trade is for John Collins and Cam Reddish and Tony Snell. I like John Collins a lot. I was really high on him, but he's just not panning out over there. And I'm also a big fan of Cam Reddish. But again, I think the Hawks would be better suited to trade him, which I think was the whole point to begin with. They drafted DeAndre Hunter. He was going to be their forward. You know, Cam Reddish was like, hey, if he turns out to be a superstar, then we got him at a steal. But if not, he's really good trade bait. So I think bringing somebody like Victor Oladipo, who has some a defensive anchor, who can put the ball up, who can still shoot and bang with Trae Young would be amazing for the Hawks. So if they can pull this off, I don't think they lose too much depth up front because they got Okongwu, they got DeAndre Hunter, and, you know, getting Victor Oladipo would just push them into that playoff, you know, that guaranteed playoff spot, in my opinion. So really excited about that as somebody who's invested in some Trae Young cards. With modern cards dipping, you know, I think this kind of news is very vital because it kind of helps you understand like what players you should be looking at or, you know, the potential of those players. And of course, you know, we'll get into that, you know, later on talking about modern cards. And more news, we talked about this yesterday, the NBA Young Talent. Again, I won't take you through all the analysis. I think The Athletic like costs money, so I'm not sure if everybody can see this, but I'll kind of show you their picks. So yesterday we did 36 through 50. So if you haven't seen that, then, you know, here it is here and you can go back and watch that video. But they've updated it now with 21 through 35. And, you know, I feel like this list is kind of what we expected. You know, we got James Wiseman on there. We got Jonathan Isaac, who you know, unfortunately isn't playing this year. Colin Sexton at 23, which seems a little high in my opinion, you know, or a little lower. I'm not sure. I feel like he should be lower. I feel like he should be like in that top 10, especially if, you know, Tyrese Halliburton and Patrick Williams are going to be right after him. So, you know, a little bit of disrespect to Colin Sexton and Darius Garland, in my opinion, and Kobe White. You know, I feel like they should just be ranked higher than those guys, but I haven't read that analysis, so I'm interested to see what The Athletic thinks about them. But yeah, not too many surprises here. Happy to see Lonzo Ball on there. I think he's doing a lot better. He could be a potential play, you know, depending on how the Pelicans look, and obviously Keldon Johnson. And, you know, so yeah, not a lot of investment opportunities within this list. These guys are just kind of like, you know, where they're at, you know, kind of 21 through 30, not going to do too much, but not going to do too little. So yeah, that wasn't really helpful in terms of investing, but I did want to make sure I, you know, continued to show you guys this because we brought it up yesterday. Hopefully 1 through 20 will be a little more exciting and can kind of, you know, make us some money. So we'll continue to look at this tomorrow, assuming they release it. Now, another article that happened on the Bleacher Report that I wanted to point out, and as always, these will be in the description below, was this LeBron James Top Shot article. So Top Shot has just been getting so much press. If you're on Twitter, you've seen it. Now we have the Bleacher Report talking about it. We got NBA players talking about it. And yeah, apparently Yo Doe scooped up the legendary LeBron moment. This is the Cosmic Series 1. This is only going to be like one of these sets released. And it went for $208,000. So that's a new all-time high, I believe, for a Top Shot moment. Yep, the Top Shot acquisition for any. Yep, that's the top one. And yeah, it's just an insane pickup. And, you know, it's a great moment. So, you know, as Roham said, who is the CEO of Dapper Labs, the you know, creators of Top Shot, and it's an iconic buy, and it's setting the market. I think right now the highest you can spend on a Top Shot moment in market is $250,000. So, you know, this is close to the top. So we'll see if, you know, Top Shot kind of opens up that to $500,000 or to $1 million. But I think the idea is that these moments will one day be $1 million, you know, especially these first generation or Genesis moments, as they call them. And, you know, one thing I noticed about Top Shot is that throughout each year, you know, we're kind of like in year two, or each pack for that matter, the moments get less and less scarce. So when they first came out, the legendary moments were 49, then they were 50, and then they were 75, and then they were like 85. You know what I mean? Like and now they're 99. So these hollow moments, you know, much like modern sports cards, you know, we kind of see with Prism Silver, they're going to up the circulation. You know, Prism Silver started off really rare, like, oh, only 150 PSA 10s. And then it kind of got to the thousands. So much like Prism Silver, that's going to make those earlier, you know, cards worth a lot more money. And these earlier moments are going to be worth a lot more money. So insane buy. I made a pretty huge purchase yesterday on Top Shot myself. It wasn't for $208,000, but it was my largest purchase, which I'll do a separate video on. But yeah, mainly I made it because of how much press it's getting. You know, we're seeing NBA players talking about it. The Dallas Mavericks kind of did like a Top Shot, you know, reference or meme or whatever. I'm not really sure. This is their game day moment they did of Luka. I thought it was actually really, really sick. The NBA is just getting behind it and they're really supporting it in an organic way. I don't think it's a marketing campaign. I think it's just an organic thing. You know, it's like Dogecoin to a certain extent. You know, we've seen Terrence Ross, who's one of my favorite six men, you know, come in and support it. He's picking up his moments. He's trying to buy packs. We got multimillionaires just like at home on their computer waiting for pack drops. You know what I mean? Like, it's absolutely insane. He's buying his own moments as well as his teammates. This is actually a showcase of his. He picked up Dwayne Bacon. He picked up himself, Keen Birch. Like, he's buying his teammates. And they have experience firsthand. Like, if Keen Birch is going to be a rock star, then like Terrence Ross knows that better than anybody else. So yeah, really exciting to see these guys come in and pick up some stuff. And it's not just, you know, Terrence Ross. It's also, you know, Damon Lee. You know, he was kind of, you know, touting Top Shot. He was on a live stream yesterday. Tyrese Halliburton was talking about Top Shot. You see Josh Hart says, yo, Tyrese Halliburton, I would appreciate your if your moments weren't so expensive. And, you know, Tyrese Halliburton's like, hey, send that to the moon, because that's the phrase we use now. And, you know, it's just a real huge community of people and players. And it's a lot of fun. And it's what we haven't really seen in sports cards. We know a few people are investing in the sports cards, but they're not just being open and, you know, displaying it. So really excited to see that for Top Shot and see where it goes. For those of you who wanted to know about the moment yesterday, I actually gave away a pretty expensive Top Shot moment. I think it was like $400 or $500 at the time of giving it away. The winner has been announced. Shout out to UJT Vibe. And yeah, if you guys haven't followed me on Twitter, definitely do so, because I'll be having more of these moments that I'm giving away. So hit me up on Twitter. I have another one planned pretty soon. And it's just really fun. You know, you just can't really do this with sports cards. I've done some giveaways here. They just didn't go right. People didn't respond to emails. I still have, you know, a few cards here that were supposed to be given away that the people just didn't get back to me on. With Top Shot, you know, I'm able to send those out really, really freely. Speaking of those cards, though, I will be doing something cool pretty soon to ensure that, you know, those giveaways that I once did actually go out. You know, we got the Prism Draft giveaway. The UD Black was also not claimed. So I'll be doing something within the next few days that you guys know about. So if you haven't signed up for the newsletter, definitely do so, because that's where it's going to be announced. Moving on to some sports cards, I want to get into a card that ended yesterday. That was Luka Doncic's Purple Ice. These are serial number to 149, and this was a PSA 10. The card went for an all-time high of $23,900. I've been saying this from day one, guys. Serial number cards are the way to go. In a world full of modern, where everything's down 30, 40%, here we see serial number cards going for all-time highs. It's a collector's mindset. Collectors are going to get into space. They're going to want their guy. And only 149 people can get this. You know, that's so limited, especially at a PSA 10. You know, if you start looking at the digital space, Top Shot, crypto, you start realizing how limited these things are. You start realizing how undervalued sports cards are. Somebody just paid $208,000 for a Top Shot moment of LeBron, and there's only, you know, 50 of those in the world. Well, there's probably only like 50 or 60 of these graded. And, you know, here it is for $23,000. I'm not saying these are going to reach 200 grand or anything of that nature, but I'm saying that we have to start understanding how limited some of these, you know, physical assets are, some of these sports cards are. So serial number makes them limited. It gives them that value. And that's why you see these type of cards hitting all-time highs while the rest of the market is or the rest of the modern market is down. So, you know, I don't think that's going to last for long. I think the second half of the season, we will start seeing modern pick back up. Once Prism drops and, you know, Donruss Optic and whatever other sets Panini make up this year, once we start seeing those LaMelo Ball, you know, cards and those Anthony Edwards cards, we'll see the rest of the sport pick back up. But for now, you know, certain number cards just aren't down. So, you know, this made me look into Luka a little bit more. I wanted to know what his other cards are doing. I looked at his select. This one went for $992. It's been kind of hovering at $950 for quite some while. It just can't seem to get over that mental, like that $1,000 price point. But I think at some point it has to. PSA 10, limited pop compared to the Prism, and just a beautiful card. Him in game. I think those things are going to, you know, really take Prism. Select to the top. And unfortunately, I think it's going to outdo Prism, at least in a base sense. You know, I really do. I think that pop report on Prism is just way too high to garnish that price point. And I think the select card just adds a lot more in terms of value. You know, again, seeing Luka in action kind of doing this thing means a lot to me. And as we get into like moments and highlights, you know, I want to see those replicated on cards, not studio shots. You know, I want a card of, you know, Luka actually doing something that I remember, or something that references what he does. You know, these little awkward shots he's doing in this picture is how I view Luka. And that's why I see this card trending a little bit higher. Looking at some of his other stuff, you know, same thing here with the select courtside, you know, just vintage Luka doing his thing. That one for $6,600. So again, this card isn't serial number, but we all know it's extremely limited. And, you know, that's maintaining its value. So you see through this kind of like down market, serial number prisms or colored prisms have, you know, retained their value. Luka select have actually went up in value. And then the courtside selects are moving up in value and maintaining their value. So, you know, we kind of see a trend there where some of the limited stuff is moving up. Now, whenever I see these kind of trends or these consistencies, the first thing I like to do is just go compare it to other players. So if we're looking at select, you know, there's a few guys that I kind of like moving forward for the second half of the season. You know, you kind of clicked on this for those five guys. So here it is. You know, Giannis, his select's doing pretty well, you know, across the board. Select is just up. If you look at the last 2 weeks, everything's up at least, you know, 3%. You know, I know that's not a lot, but it's not down. You know, if you look at Giannis, his select is up 7%. If you look at Luka, his select is up 9%. If you look at Zion, his select's up 36%. And in my opinion, it's still way too cheap. We'll get into that later. And if you look at Jason Tatum, he's up, you know, 3%. And he's kind of maintained his value because out of those guys, he's been playing the best. Now, from there, what I would do is I would go look at Prism. Now, you're going to see a few more guys, you know, for Prism for those of you who are watching on YouTube. And that's because this is the full list of the Prism players that I like. You know, a car ladder doesn't have everyone select, you know, viewable because of, you know, the limitations and the rarity of them. So, yeah, you know, if you're looking at this, you see Luka, but he's not really included in my top five. He's just like the base level of the foundation that we compare to. But yeah, we can kind of, you know, Zion, Giannis, Jason Tatum, Joel Embiid, Zach LaVine. Those are the guys that I'm looking at. And across the board, you can kind of see Prism is kind of up to over the last 2 weeks. Modern as a whole over the last month or so has been gaining some traction. So when I look at these things, what I like to do is I like to compare. If we go back to select, we'll see that in order, it goes Giannis, then it goes Jason Tatum, then it goes Zion. And those are going to be the highest selects. If you look at Prism Basketball, you can kind of see in the order it goes, you know, Giannis, and then it goes Joel Embiid, and then it goes Jason Tatum, then Zach LaVine, and then Zion. So right away, that tells me that, you know, if Jason Tatum, if Joel Embiid's Prism is higher than Jason Tatum's select, then Joel Embiid's select should be higher than Jason Tatum's Prism. If Zach LaVine's Prism is the same price or around the same price as Jason Tatum's Prism, then Zach LaVine's select should be around those same price points. So basically, I'm just kind of comparing and looking at the prices and seeing if they're consistent with select. If they're not, that's where I make my money. So, you know, for example, Jason Tatum, $691 for his Prism, Joel Embiid, $801 for his Prism. If you look at Jason Tatum's select, they're going for $410. If I go to eBay, Joel Embiid's select should be higher than Jason Tatum's. And if you look at his select PSA 10, well, the last one went $455. So boom, it's 100% accurate. Do the same thing with Zach LaVine. His select should be around the same price as Jason Tatum's, which is $400. We go to eBay. We see that the selects of Zach LaVine have been selling for $290, $250. That's a buy for me. Not only is Zach LaVine a buy, but his select is probably a lot more rare than Jason Tatum's because people weren't submitting cards to PSA back then. You know, Zach LaVine wasn't a guaranteed superstar. He came out of college, you know, being a sixth man. So in my opinion, Zach LaVine's select should be around that $385, $400 price point, which would be a pretty solid gain depending on, you know, how many of these you could buy. You know, buying these at $250, $225, and then flipping them for $380, $400 is almost a 2X. So, you know, that's kind of how I make money in this card market by comparing. And I have a few different tools that I use to compare. We know there's the market cap method, there's the multiplier method, and then there's whatever this is called, you know, comparison. So if one card is up, the other one should be up too. And, you know, these type of channels, this type of education is what pushes those cards up because the market's just unaware. Another thing that stands out to me, if you go back and kind of look at that, are these parallels. Again, we're talking about parallels, we're talking about number cards. Jason Tatum's select PSA 10 is $400. Well, if you look at the completed listings and you know, you look at some trends, you'll see that his select blue, which is serial number to 299, the PSA 10 version of that is about $1,400. Well, based on our analysis, you know, Joel Embiid should be more than Jason Tatum and Zach LaVine should be at or around the same price as Jason Tatum. If you go look at their blue cards, well, I can get a Zach LaVine select blue number to 249 right now for $999. And it has the best offer option. So I probably can swing it for like $750, $650. In my opinion, again, that's a steal. That card has a potential to 2X, especially with the way Zach LaVine has been playing, 35, 40 a game, potential, you know, trading to a contender, a lot going for Zach LaVine there. So in my opinion, that's a buy. That's why this card is in morning bins. Same thing with Embiid. You know, if you go look at his select blue, he should be more than Jason Tatum, but his select blue is $1,100. If you've been following this channel for a while, we caught this when it was $450. So these have 2X since then, but they're still undervalued if you're going off that comparison. If Joel Embiid's Prism is higher than Jason Tatum's, then his select should be higher too. And much like Zach LaVine, Joel Embiid's probably going to have a rare select card because it probably wasn't that many graded. And unlike Jason Tatum and Zach LaVine, he doesn't have the whole you know, courtside, premier, concourse. He only has one select. So that makes his population of select a lot more lower. So again, just kind of showing you guys how I use these comparisons to make money, to kind of, you know, make some arbitration plays, as you might want to say, or just make some money through the gaps. It's not always the largest money. It's not always brag worthy, but it adds up over time. So those are those two guys, Zach LaVine, Joel Embiid. I think they're buys right now. Moving forward, Jason Tatum, we kind of used him as a comparison, but relatively, he's still pretty cheap considering how well he's been playing. You know, Modern has been down, and Jason Tatum has been, you know, his cards haven't exploded just because of that. He's been dominating. He's looked great. He's polishing his game. He's added on muscle. He's checked every box. He's checked every box. I have no reason to doubt Jason Tatum moving forward in basketball. So he's a safe pick. And if I have to do like a Mount Rushmore of the next era, you know, he would be on it. So I definitely want to, you know, pick up those cards while the modern sentiment is down. And this is what I'm looking at. You know, I'm looking at these for about $400, $450. I think that's a solid price point. If Luka can move up to like $1,200 or $1,300 in his select, I don't see why Jason Tatum's couldn't move to about six or seven. Moving forward, another guy here is Giannis. I mean, Giannis is just, you know, the Bucks aren't looking that great, man. I think the other day there was a Bucks game on. It was the Bucks versus somebody. And I just couldn't think of a worse game to watch. It was like a late game. It was the last game. And I was like, man, this is the only game on, you know? So I'm not a fan of the Bucks, but you know, Giannis is Giannis, man. And that Eastern Conference is so tight right now. Like whoever makes it out of the Eastern Conference is just going to go parabolic. You know, whether it's the Nets or the Celtics or the Bucks. I mean, those are kind of my three. Maybe you can squeeze the Heat in if they can make a move. But yeah, you know, out of those four teams, like whoever figures that out, their guy is just going to go to the next level. So that's why you see me. Did I just disrespect the Sixers? I did. Forget the Heat. You know, the Sixers. I'm so sorry. So, you know, the Bucks, the Sixers, the Nets, and of course the Celtics. Those are my four. Whichever one of those guys, you know, make it, their card is going to go parabolic to the point where I think it's just smart to hold one of all of them. You know, one of all of them, you'll make money. You know, and the other ones you can sell and break even. So I'm looking at Giannis just because I feel like if he can figure it out, if he can start dominating again, maybe we'll see him turn it up. I mean, he's dominating now, but if the Bucks can start becoming a more entertaining team, if they can make a move, then we'll see Giannis kind of play out. And I just still believe in the next 5 or 10 years, again, using that Mount Rushmore analogy, that he's going to be the guy. You know, if you look at the NBA, yes, Luka's great. I love Trey. I love Tatum. But Giannis is just going to be the guy, you know, in my opinion. I just don't see that changing. So with that being said, looking at a safe investment, I think Giannis's select is a steal. He doesn't have the whole triple try rookie thing. So again, his pop report is his pop report. There's no premier. There's no courtside. There's no extra level. There's only 852 of these, and that's just really, really limited, in my opinion, for somebody of his caliber. Last but not least, you know, we just have Zion Williamson. I'm not the biggest Zion fan, but he's been balling, dude. You know, I've seen him up his game. He's getting his handles up. We were talking about that in Clubhouse, and he's just super cheap. You know, the fact that his car has moved up 36% in the last 2 weeks is just insane to me. Like, these were dirt cheap. I've been calling them out on Morning Bend as often as possible. So hopefully you guys subscribe to that, because you probably made some money if you were to grab these and they were $250, $275. I've always thought that was too cheap. You know, one thing I noticed about Zion was that his prism didn't, like, it went down, but it was still up there with like Jason Tatum. So the fact that his prism was, you know, $700, the same as Jason Tatum, but you could have got his select for $250. Again, that's just using the comparison to say, okay, well, Zion select should be the same price as Jason Tatum select. And now we kind of see that playing out. So it took a minute. You know, if you look at the last month, it took a minute, but now we're seeing it play out. So I think we'll see these play out with the other guys we spoke about as well. And yeah, these are the five guys I'm looking at. This is one of the tools I use to make some money. It's very simple. There's no course for this. It's just super, super easy. You know, if you want to pick up the market cap method to learn the other plays, then I definitely think you should do that. But this is a very basic one that if you have some time and you're willing to sit down and do some research, you can just go through every player, every card, and find these type of plays. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I hope that made sense. If it didn't, let me know in the comments or hit me up on Instagram. Definitely want to boost the engagement up here. Also, do me a favor, guys, you know, share this video. Show some love on YouTube, on Twitter. I'm really trying to grow this audience and show people, you know, how I look at sports card investing. And and see if I can just kind of make an impact or you know, add some value to you guys. So yeah, shoot me a follow on Twitter. I definitely appreciate that. Also hit me up on Instagram at The High Upside Show. I post a lot of stuff there. This is going to be the last like live episode of Daily Upside. You know, this, you know, I recorded this today and I'm putting it out today. That's no longer going to be the case, just so I can kind of keep my sanity and keep my promises. So if you guys need to, definitely head over to thehighupsideshow.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're not doing Patreon anymore. So this initially was 30% off that I gave to Patreon members, but now I'm giving it to you guys as well as we're moving over to a new platform. So definitely go ahead and sign up for that. It means a lot. It's going to bring you a lot of value and you will get those plays in real time. That's going to be it for me, guys. I'll catch you guys in the next one. Happy investing.